Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. So, hello, you're live on the EFL Pod Blog and you've just seen the film Spectra.
Yes.
What did you think about it? And we're out in the street.
Yes, so. Of course, we just finished after 2 hours and a half film. I didn't see the time go. It was great. Maybe little, slightly long passages, but then it went back into action like it always does.
Right.
And he's so, so handsome.
I know. He's so great, isn't he?
And Dave? You just recognise him when he's walking, even, you know, back from the behind,
right.
You know
and,
it's him.
Okay, but what about the girls and the gadgets in this film? What did you make of that?
Well, we get... I like the end, but I won't tell what happened.
Don't spoil it,
But
no.
The gadgets are there.
Yeah.
The girls... are there, but more than there.
Okay, right.
I thought that he was quite a bit cheeky on this one.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that sounds interesting. Well, thank you very much. And so, would you recommend this film?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's a... I don't know how you say that. Trilogy?
I don't know. It's kind of a...
It kind of buckles all the other films.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
So if I can come over here. So did you enjoy the film?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yes,
yeah.
And what were the best parts for you?
I liked that it has it's kind of Bond again, but with a new twist. Somehow it's a bit deeper and darker than Skyfall. I thought the acting was extremely good. Like, Daniel Craig just gets it right. He is, you know, Bond. But there's something a bit kind of emotional and... there is a completely innovative ending which
right.
we've never seen before.
Well, I can see that you're very taken with all the emotion of it. It looks very nice. It was a very good film then. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, you know, he's no new man, but it was good. There was lots of special effects. It was glitzy. It was very sexy. Visually, it was very beautiful.
Yeah.
The opening sequence is fantastic, starting on the Day of the Dead in Mexico. I think they tried very
well. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you for your time. Okay, so if I could ask you a quick question. How was the film for you?
I thought it was very, very good.
Yeah?
Maybe one of the best films so far from the...
Oh, right, so it was that good.
I liked it, yeah. It's all action all the time.
Yes.
So,
any particular part that you liked?
As
you've just come out of the film, is it...
I couldn't think of a particular part.
No, but everything was great.
I know the part.
Yes, can you tell us?
The part I loved was the Monica Bellucci, because he said, Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the best part.
Yeah, that was the best part. Okay, what about the cars? Okay, bye. Well, thanks for your time anyway. Okay, bye. And so what about the cars? Did you see the Aston Martins?
Yeah. I saw those and, well, they're always, like, famous for their, you know, top-of-the-range cars.
Yeah.
And, but he crashed it so soon, really.
Don't tell us, don't spoil it for us. Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. Okay,
anytime.
Thank you. Bye. So, hi, you've just come out of seeing the film Spectra. What did you make of it?
I really liked it. I think it's a good loop with the very old, very first one, very first James Bond. And I think it's full of action. I like the fighting scenes. I like the first starting part in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it was a bit long, I thought.
Oh, a bit long? Yeah.
Yeah.
How long was the film?
Around 2 hours and a half.
Oh, so it's quite long, yeah. Okay,
quite long.
Good. Yeah.
But it was okay, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I liked the ending too.
Good. And would you say it's like the best Bond film you've seen?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. But would you recommend the film
to
other people?
Yeah, I would recommend, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, I might go and see it then. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.